hang out with like-minded people. It's like having your own little support blanket around you.
Right.
Always have those people around you so that, you know, someday they might need you, but someday you might need them.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am here in Dublin, Ireland, meeting with extraordinary women in tech here at the Dublin Tech Summit, which is really exciting. And I'm with one of my favorite people in Dublin, Uber connector and social media extraordinaire, Samantha. Hi.
Hi. I sound cool.
I wanted to connect with her last time I was in Dublin. It just didn't work out. So I feel really, really lucky that we're like getting it in because you're amazing. You're probably one of the most connected people in Dublin.
I don't know. On Twitter, maybe. I just like people and I like to help others connect with the right people. Join the dots, I suppose.
I love
it. I think it's important.
I love it. And okay, so go ahead and formally introduce yourself and your company.
Well, my name is Samantha Kelly, otherwise known as the Tweeting Goddess on Twitter. I've over 37,000 followers. I'm a verified Twitter account. I'm the author of Tweet Your Way to Success. But life was not always like that for me. And, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm very grateful to be sitting here. But it's all about people and how you treat people. And the reason I'm sitting here is because I love what I do and I'm passionate about connecting people, and Twitter is the ultimate connecting platform.
It is. We were just talking about that, how a lot of people say like Twitter is like an archaic social tool. And I constantly tell people, no, Twitter is where you connect with the people you don't know. And Facebook is where you connect with the people you
do. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a perfect example of that. I come into Dublin last time to interview, you know, the tech community. And with just a series of connector tweets, I'm completely like, I had to create a whole spreadsheet for all the women in tech in Dublin, thanks to Samantha. So, yeah. So you created the Social Summit.
Social Media Summit. Yeah. I founded the Social Media Summit last year. And we got Brian Fanzo over. We got Ted Rubin.
And shout out to Brian for connecting
us. Yeah. Brian is awesome.
How can people look up Brian on Twitter?
It's iSocialFanz, F-A-N-Z. I'll tell you why I did it. I was getting annoyed watching businesses doing it incorrectly. And I said, what is the problem here? Why are they making so many mistakes? Like, Twitter is not an advertising platform, okay? And I could see people were just throwing out ads and they weren't even thanking you if you retweeted them. They weren't helping others. Right. And I was like, what's going on?
Right.
So I said, what is the problem here? So I realized the problem was fear.
Right.
A lot of them had a fear of social media in the first place. And then also they didn't know how to do it. They weren't being told how to do it.
Right,
so it was a lack of knowledge. So I decided, you know what, why don't I get all the experts into one room and teach these people how to use it properly. And that's how it was born.
And you're incredibly passionate about social media, which I find interesting. Passionate in the most sincere way, but you, I don't know, it's like, it's not annoying. It's not like one of those like social media gurus. like you said, you use it for actual engagement and to do something really meaningful with it. When did your passion for social media and technology begin?
Do you know what? It was about 5 years ago when I had my first business. To be honest, I barely had a Facebook page. I barely knew how to turn on a CD player, a DVD player. Seriously, I barely knew how to put on a computer. Honestly, I'm not techie at all, really. But because I had my first business and I needed to market it, I didn't have a marketing budget because I was a lone parent on social welfare. So I didn't have any money. So I decided to start using social media because it's a free marketing tool, really. So, and Twitter in particular. So I just started tweeting at nighttime. And what I started doing was when the kids were in bed, I started talking to people. And I didn't know I was building relationships. I didn't know I was building communities. I thought I was just talking to people because I was lonely, to be honest. But then I realized that I was good at connecting the dots. So I could see someone that really I knew should be connected to that other person.
Right.
They could do so much together. And I would see these opportunities.
Yeah.
And I'm good at spotting opportunities and potential collaborations. So yeah, it kind of went from there, to be honest. And then with that other business, I sold it. And because people started approaching me and asking me, you know, Samantha, how do you have so many followers? How do you do that? How do you use that Twitter thing? And I went, maybe there's a business here. So I did a trainer course and then I started teaching businesses how to do it and then just went from there.
And tell me about Social Media Summit. Like, how is Social Media Summit different than all the other conferences? I mean, because now it's social media this, social media that. Yeah. So what made Social Media Summit really stand out?
Well, I'm on.
And where is it based, by the way?
Sorry, it's going to be in Croke Park on the 11th and 12th of April
in
Dublin.
Ireland.
In Dublin. Yeah. Yeah. I did it last year as well. But the thing that makes it different is, okay, when people came last year, I started it and I said, right, folks, leave your egos at the door. Let's have some fun and let's be social. There are no red ropes. Nobody is better than anyone else. Everybody is the same. And it's all about having fun as well and learning. Right. And when you have that message at the start of an event, it runs right through the event. And there's nothing I hate more than a big ego thinking they're better than someone else. Nobody is better than anyone else. And I've had to learn this myself. And from being a lone parent and new to the entrepreneurial world, I found it a bit intimidating myself. So I suppose it's from my own experience. I don't think anyone should have to go through that or feel that way. So social media is about being social. It's about spreading the word. It's like word of mouth on speed. I call it that. And it's about helping others as well. And it's just positive stuff. And why not? Do you know what I mean? Like, we need a bit of positivity and it just works.
What would you say are some key strategies for people to build up their startup brands? Like, they're starting a company, they don't know how to get the word out. I mean, we just watched Gary Vaynerchuk on stage. He said, it doesn't matter if you have the coolest product in the world that does it in the most, you know, efficient way. If no one knows you exist, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
So everybody needs to think of themselves as a media company now. Yeah. And that's essentially like what you're the master of, knowing how to get the word out there. Yeah. So what would you suggest are some first steps for someone with a startup company to get the word out there about their company?
The best thing is to create a community of like-minded people that are going to be interested in what you're doing. So you get your allies together. You get to the influencers in your space of whatever the invention and whatever the product is. So try and get to the influencers in that area. Bloggers in that space. You know, try and build some relationships with these people. The more grand advocates you have and the more people will buy from people, okay? And people buy from people that they know, like, and trust, as we all know. So if people like you, they will spread the word for you know. But people are not going to like you unless you're actually doing stuff, not just me, I'm so cool, me.
Right.
You have to think of others and you have to do the right things as well. The right things will always win, okay? Now, it's taken me longer. Trust me, it has taken me longer. You know, there are times I just cried and I sat there and cried and I was like, Oh my God, what am I doing? But you know what? I am seeing the results now because people are watching all the time and you do not know who you're talking to. Even today, you do not know. The guy with the tattoos and the beard or whatever could be the most important person in the room. That you just don't ignore anyone and treat everybody the same.
Right.
When you have enough brand advocates, they will do your marketing for you. And it happened to me here today. Someone said, oh, I just met Tweeting Goddess. She's so cool. You have to follow her. I mean, I didn't ask him to say that.
Right.
You know, so once you have people, so if you're starting out, definitely, if you've no marketing budget, just start using, find out where your audience are. If they're on Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, maybe they're not on Twitter. Maybe they're on Facebook. Maybe they're on LinkedIn, Instagram. So find out where are your audience. Who are the people that are going to love this product? You know, like if it's a wedding business, let's say, for example, you know, you need to be on Pinterest and Instagram. You need to be there where the future brides are going to be. You know, like there's no point in you selling like your bridal stuff to, you know, on LinkedIn. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, you might find a bride there, but you know, you know, really find out where your audience are. Do your research, you know, get your research. Even if it means, like with me, what I do with my first business, I went to the school sports day and I asked the parents to fill in a questionnaire. You have to put the groundwork in. You have to knock on doors. Find out, find someone like me who does like to help out startups, and maybe I can connect you with the right person. Find someone who's good at connecting.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Right. And just remember, it's not an overnight thing.
No, it's not.
And it's not a 5-minute thing. No. And it's takes a lot of work. How many people attend Social Media Summit?
I think there was 250 people came. This year we fight over 500, I reckon. Like the people from last year are already buying tickets because they know what it's going to be like. It's a really positive event. And I think if you're into social media at all, we're going to cover live video, streaming.
And it's like workshops, right?
Workshops, yeah. The next day, masterclasses. We'll have LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Every social media platform will be covered. Yeah.
And let's talk about event production. And I know this is a tech podcast, but you're in tech and there are many tech events. Mm-hmm. And behind every event, as we were talking a little bit before, is production of the event.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge undertaking.
Oh, yeah.
One, why do you do it? I mean, I know how painfully difficult it is.
Yeah.
So why do you do it? And then what would you suggest in putting together an event? Because with every startup company, they ask me all the time, like, hey, we want to do a meetup because we want to rally our community to know more about our product. So it's a great marketing vehicle for your product, but...
You can do that online, though. You could do a webinar. Yeah. You know what I mean? You could do a live video. I mean, there's ways now that you don't even have to get the people into one room. But I do recommend bringing the relationship you build online, offline, like we're doing right now.
Totally.
We're doing that
totally.
Right now. You know, I really, like, I hung around because I really wanted to make sure we had that proper meeting in person.
Me too.
Yeah. And that's why we're here. Yeah. So you have to put the effort in, even if it means sitting around for another half an hour or an hour.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you really have to do that. What was the other question? Why do I do events? The reason I did Social Media Summit was because nobody else was doing it. And I said, you know what? I'll do it. I'm an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs spot opportunities. And when you spot opportunities, you go and you do it. You take action. Now I have a huge events company helping me for this one. You know, so when you bring an event and you get that many people into a room and it's a success like it was, you get people coming to you then.
Yeah.
You know.
Is there anything that you can give insight to when thinking about the brand for your online profile?
I would keep it as close to what you do. Like mine is Tweeting Goddess. So it kind of does what it says on the tin. But branding wise, like try and keep it positive as possible. Don't get involved in controversy.
Amen. Can you high five me on that one?
Don't get involved in controversy. You're sure who needs that?
Amen. You do not want that on social media. No.
There are enough people trying to drag you down as it is. You just don't need those people. It's like real life.
Yeah.
You know, just hang out with good people that get you and understand what you do and understand your drive and your determination and your work ethic. Yeah. Hang out with like-minded people. It's like having your own little support blanket around you.
Right.
Always have those people around you so that, you know, someday they might need you, but someday you might need them.
Yeah.
You know, and that happened to me recently. I did a crowdfunding campaign and my community rallied because they liked me and they trust me and they knew that I could deliver the perks.
You know, okay, so true. So I get so many people that message me asking me to tweet or retweet or whatever with crowdfunding campaigns. And I don't because it's uncomfortable. And then when I found your stuff, it's true because I know you, like you and trust you. I'm like, it's like you didn't even have to ask. I'm like, yes, I want to share it.
Yeah.
Develop the relationship first.
It's like having your own army of marketeers. It's like that gentleman today that tweeted about me. I didn't ask him to tweet about me, but he did it himself.
Yeah.
And he said, it was so nice to meet Tweeting Goddess today. She's awesome. Follow her. You know, and I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, but, you know, when you have an army of marketeers, like, no, it doesn't matter if you're a startup, it doesn't matter what stage you're at, they will spread your message for you.
Right, right.
But you need to be consistent, put out good content, keep that integrity, keep that feel good thing, do the right thing. Help others. When you help others, trust me, when it's your turn, they'll be there for you.
100%. Tell me a little bit about the Women's Inspire Network.
Well, I love, if you think about it, Women's Inspire Network, WIN Win Network.
Oh my God, see? That's so cool. I did not get that ever.
Well, that's what I decided to do because I think we're all winners, you know, when you all stick together and support each other, everybody wins. So Women's Inspire Network, it just started out as a hashtag, Women's Inspire, on Tuesday nights on Twitter, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. London time. And it just kind of went from there. We created a Facebook group. We have 6,000 members there. And they're mostly female entrepreneurs that work from home. So I just found that they were being ignored a little bit, that if you went to networking events, it was like the CEO of this or the CEO of that. But there was no actual people, like normal female entrepreneurs, that were like building their empires from their kitchen tables, which is what I've been doing. So I just created a network myself.
And is it just mainly the Facebook group, or do you guys get together offline as well?
We have events offline, and we had our first conference last year in Dublin in October, and we 250 female entrepreneurs came to that. And now the next one is on the 5th of April, which is a week before a social media summit. So that is just how it worked out. But yeah, we'll probably have 250 female entrepreneurs there. I just like to bring those relationships offline. So when we meet, it's like Brian Fanzo always says, it's hugs, not handshakes.
I love it.
Yeah.
And 6,000 people on a Facebook group, that's huge.
Yeah. So the trick is, now I have launched a website, womensinspirenetwork.com. And the trick is to turn them all into email addresses. So I'm learning.
That's awesome. How can people connect with you online?
At Tweeting Goddess or tweetinggoddess.com. I'm usually on Twitter somewhere.
How can people know more about the Social Media Summit? Where do they go?
If you go to socialmediasummit.ie, you'll find all the information there. It's the 11th and 12th of April, 2017.
You guys, please do connect with Samantha. She is one of the most helpful people ever. If you have any branding questions, Twitter questions, make sure, especially if you're in Europe, to check out the Social Media Summit. Yeah. If you want to connect with more extraordinary people like Samantha, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight there so you don't get confused. That's another thing, right? Like, there's so many Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And there's so many Facebook groups called Women in Tech something something. And if you type it in, it's confusing. So what did I do? I created a custom URL that goes straight to the Facebook group to make it less. These are the kind of things that you'll be learning at Social Media Summit.
Yeah.
Like, to make sure that you make it easy for people to find you.
That's a really, really good point. Make it as easy as possible. I mean, look, my name is memorable. People laughed, you know, here in Ireland. We're like, oh my God, look at her. Like, she could do it losing a few pounds. She's over 40.
Please.
You know,
she's
like,
gorgeous too.
Goddess,
yeah.
You know? But they remember the name.
How can you not remember Tweeting Goddess?
Oh, they love it. Americans love it, actually. They're like, I just love your name.
Yeah, you know? No, 100%.
So you need to think something memorable that's going to make it easy as possible for them to find you.
Yeah.
And that includes your website.
Totally.
Make sure your website's easy for them to buy.
You remember, you're creating an energy. Like, even on my personal Twitter, the pinned post on my personal Twitter is an inspiring video that showcases in my it's about this guy that climbed Mount Kilimanjaro without any arms or legs.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
And it, like, that's kind of how, like, I look at life. Like, anything is possible.
Anything.
And he's an example of that. And so it's not selling anything. It's not telling somebody to check out my work. It's like, this is like a piece of what I believe in this world. So you can get to know me if you're on my page. Like, this is something that means something to me.
And even your profile picture is happy and fun. And,
you
know, like, make your profile picture approachable.
Yeah.
Like, I've often put up my profile and I've said, well, what does that look like? And everyone goes, you look so approachable because you're smiling in the picture.
100%.
You know, that really makes a difference.
100%. Yeah. Anyway, again, Women in Tech, I know you're all looking to, like, create get your brand identity and build your profile and, like, build your startups and trying to get the word out. And there's all these, like, super overwhelming things. Where do you begin? And so hopefully the reason why I thought it'd be so valuable to have Samantha on the show was, like, she's your entry point and, like, discovering, like, how to make your way through this world. And if you've already super seasoned, obviously, then you know that you want to connect, because it's really helpful when we all know one another, because we could share these little tips every now and again. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's all about helping each other. And when you help each other, you know, like, you're stronger together.
100%. You know? Yeah. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.
The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.